You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris
and Jonathan. Booyah!
Yeah, you feeling good?
We know. Booyah!
Championship week for some of us. In the one league I am in the final in the championship, it ain't happening.
One of my leagues, I'm up 55 points. I win. The other one, down seven.
Happy hour league.
I'm down seven in the happy hour league.
Back to back champion, Boumaier, trying to three-peat.
He has my team's D, and I got Cincinnati's D. It's just a true showdown, baby, for Monday Night Football. Yeah. And I got Demaryius Thomas. I should prevail and triumph. I should. But I ain't gonna say I will yet. I should, and I should be 2-0 championship round. Boom.
We hoping.
I told you.
We hoping.
Listen to me if you want to win chips. Thank you very much.
You feeling good.
You damn right.
Coming to New Year with some paper.
It was a great Christmas present.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, it didn't look like it's happening for me in my ESPN league. It just, I'm getting slaughtered.
Oh,
like 120-something to 60. Oh. I'm like, guys, but I think I got a couple people left, but not enough.
Woo.
Yeah, some of the players who came up big this weekend. Speaking of this weekend, it's week 16, and I guess everybody want to play spoiler this week. It is,
man.
We ruining your chances today. Not so fast.
There were so many close games today.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, good Lord. It seemed like most games this week came down to touchdown or less,
mm-hmm.
which made it a really good week of watching football. I was pleased with that, I must say.
No, it came out great. And I was happy to see that it's going to take. Y'all still got to play week 17 to lock some stuff up.
Yeah, most teams still got to. I don't think.
I think
besides Carolina, they're still, everybody can still kind of move around.
Well, Carolina hadn't locked in number one seed yet. Because now that they lost, they're. And I guess Arizona got the tiebreaker. Because if not, they should be locked in anyway.
Yeah.
So, pressure and all that. So, yeah, we got that. You know, it was some fun Christmas games. We're going to talk a little NBA as well. Try not to keep y'all so long.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, I hope y'all had a great Christmas. You know, we got the Wii U in the background. It's family gift. My son been on that thing the last couple of days. We've been having fun. Got some good things. Wife got me a mixer.
That's what's happening.
So, yeah, I'm going to play with that in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I got a soda maker.
Oh shit!
Them little things you just use with water and it just makes it into soda. I got one of those.
Yeah, with them flavors and stuff.
Yep.
Oh shit! Yeah.
I'm like, cool. Yeah, I don't need to buy soda no more.
Oh, that's gonna be the bomb.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, I gotta see how you do that.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, man. You know, of course, we're doing the handling the wars and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all want to get at us, reach us in many different ways. You can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Via Twitter, @BrothersLayman. The hotline, 323-455-4219. You can leave us feedback, 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. And you can always find us on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out, if you want to leave me a congratulations for my victories, you know, much please. Please do, you know?
It ain't finished.
Okay. You want to leave and just say, you know what, Jonathan? You was right. You want any fantasy questions? I'm telling you, folks, if you need championships, holla at your boy.
There you go.
Hit us up, and we will definitely get back at you.
Holla. All right. There you go.
Third.
All right, we got one email today. We're going to jump right into it.
For sure.
From the homie Baylor the Great.
What up, Baylor? What's happening, bro?
What's up, man? Hope you're enjoying that new Christmas present.
Yeah.
Baylor the Great.
Mm-hmm. I hope she's treating you right.
Yeah,
I'm sure she's keeping you up late nights.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
Blessing.
I'm about to say, I'm sure you loving every minute of it,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
He says, the Norman and ODB rivalry might be official. I agree, ODB must apologize to his teammates, but never to Norman. I called the matchup a draw. ODB was limited in catches and was rattled the whole game, but did catch a touchdown and flew past Norman for a drop wide open TD.
Mm-hmm.
Norman was somewhat exposed on D, but because ODB's feelings was tampered with, the offense froze him out until they needed him at the end. Can't wait for next season, as we all know the league will schedule these two teams on Thanksgiving, LOL.
Yep.
P.S. I hope the holidays treated y'all right and well. Let's enjoy the New Year's and keep this great work flowing. BTG.
Appreciate that, brother.
Yes, man.
We always appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, man. We're trying to go into 2016, just stepping things up,
yep.
Bigger and better.
Trying to
improvements every year.
Do some new things. Hey, if y'all got any suggestions,
mm-hmm.
Hit us up. Let us know. Definitely. Take everything into consideration.
Oh, yeah. But that battle was good.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you like to see between a receiver and a cornerback. Not to that extent,
no.
Necessarily. But you like to see those battles. You like to see two players who really care about their craft and who really care about the game go at it. And, you know, sometimes tempers flare, and that's what you get.
Yeah, and he's not playing tonight versus Minnesota, which could come back to bite him. Yeah. You know, but and when we get into this talk, it won't even matter.
Yep.
But yeah, it was sad. I'm kind of surprised at some point they both weren't kicked out the game.
Yeah.
If it was getting to that point.
Well, people have made, you know, arguments. It's like had it been the other way around and Josh Norman had flown at ODB, he'd have been ejected.
So, yeah, the funny thing was, I didn't see it at first. You see him, but, you know, Norman kind of gives him the ole a bit. So you don't get the full on impact. But when you look at it clearly, you're like, oh.
He
hit him. Led with your head, helmet to helmet.
Yeah, and you hit him.
With a 10-yard sprint. Like, dude.
You can understand why Josh Norman was so pissed off.
Yeah, and I understand, in this nowadays, everybody got to apologize publicly to everybody on a beef you had with some other person. Yeah, I do agree that he needed to apologize to his teammates, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude, we still in the mix. You over here screwing stuff up. Now you can call us a chance at the playoffs, man. Get your head together. And it's, you know, it's one time. I'm sure he's like, okay, I won't do it again. But now everything's like, oh, he's a role model. Children. Like,
Coughlin should have benched him. Oh, shut up. I'm trying to win games. I wasn't even mad at Tom Coughlin for that one. I'm trying to win the game.
Yeah.
My job is on the line.
Right. Now when the game is over,
then I just show
I'm going
yeah.
to let him
I'm
know
say
it wasn't cool.
Getting that fool's face.
Right. But, you know, then, okay, it's all about the W. Hey, the refs ain't kick him out. So.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. All right, let's hop into these NFL games.
Yes, sir.
Week 16. Let's start at the top. No more. Undefeated. Officially over. 72 Dolphins popping champagne.
The fucking Falcons. The Falcons. Really?
Yeah, I said Michael Wilbon was like, the Falcons, word. But, dude, we. It's all about number 11.
Yeah.
Mr. Julio Jones.
Did you see that catch he made?
Yeah.
Snatched it right over Luke Kuechly and was like, just give me that ball. That
touchdown. Oof. Like, dude.
He's a beast. But I'm sorry. As good as he is, he ain't better than Antonio Brown.
No, he ain't.
You hate to say it.
No. I mean, it ain't like a huge gap.
Yeah, I was about to say, the gap's not big. He's right underneath him. But, man,
I mean,
Julio
11
Jones.
Targets, 9 receptions, 178 yards in the touchdown.
Woo!
Lord have mercy.
And Matt Ryan just pointed down and was just like, hey, I'm chucking it up. Catch it. And that's what he did.
Yeah, Matt Ryan, 23 of 30, 306 in a touchdown. Look, they're 8-7. It's not like they 2-14.
They still ain't making the playoffs.
No. Especially if Minnesota win tonight.
Yep.
You know, but I'm like, hey, these division games.
Yeah.
You know, Atlanta was feeling some kind of way after what happened in Carolina where they was taking pictures. I know we saw after the game, I got to pull a dude's name up, but he was talking like, oh, you know, they not classy. Cam Newton, all he did was shake Matt Ryan's hand and left. He ain't one. I'm like, bruh, he ain't pull no LeSean McCoy and leave like mad early. I'm like, look, if you don't want to talk, you ain't got to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
You give it up to your quarterback. Yeah, now if he's not trying to talk to the media, yeah, then I have a problem. But he owned it. He was like, look, you know, we got our ass kicked. Offense, defense, special teams. And he was like, and I'm talking to myself with a mirror in my face. And I'm like, you know, it's good. I'm happy for them. You know how I am. I do not like going into playoffs and all that, like on undefeated or like a huge damn win streak. It's good that they get their loss over now.
And you humble yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, because that's how they say it. Like, if you got flaws, well, you winning. So you don't really address them like that. But now that you've lost, you take that L, you can go back in the drawing room. Coach can now get in some guys' ass a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them know you got to step up here and there. The weight of undefeated season is now gone. You ain't got to talk about it anymore.
Yep.
And, hey, but, yeah, Cam Newton, 17-30, 142. Yeah. No touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah,
everything was quiet. You know, they didn't have any Jonathan Stewart, didn't play.
It's a very quiet game offensively, for sure. Yeah.
And they, you know, Atlanta needed more. They wanted payback. You got it. And I was like, okay, that doesn't mean you better than Carolina.
No, not by any stretch.
It just means you won the game. Congratulations. And, you know, I know everybody, we on there dabbing. Like, okay.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, getting to a point now, I'm so sick of seeing that. Everybody does it. Mm-hmm. Everybody. It's like, dude, started with, who did it first? I don't even know. Did Cam even do it first?
He's the athlete to do it first, to take it to another level. It sounds like Migo started it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You heard about the whole, what's that dude name? Bow Wow. How he was talking about it's come off from folk coughing when you be smoking, when you be blowing, and then you cough in your shoulder. That's what it is. It ain't just popped. I'm like, what?
I heard about like, that. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, 'cause you know when people cough, I was like, yes, I tell my son, yes, they tell people don't cough in your hand now.
Yeah,
you're coughing in your arm or your shoulder. But I'm like, really? Yeah, I don't see. You know, when I see people smoke, they're not like, let me cough in my arm. I'm like,
this ain't going to make, whatever. I'm not going to get into that topic.
Yeah, any of that, I'm like, hey. But you look, it's the same thing when the Warriors won. Hey, 24-1 shirt. Yay, we beat y'all. Okay, congratulations. High five. Now what?
Basically.
And, you know, they try to be like, all right, well, who going to the play? Hey, look, enjoy your day.
Yeah.
You won. You know, they looking forward to next week, trying to lock stuff up, and y'all just hoping. Wishing. But, you know, that ain't it.
Yeah.
More people, more upsets happening. Them Jets. God, I love division. I love how they scale these division games at the end of the season. In overtime, 26-20 over them New England Patriots. Yes. I love it.
Yeah, that game was... That was a good game, man. Mm-hmm. That was a good game. Kudos to Ryan Fitzpatrick for being able to carry the team. I mean, clearly you saw with Tom Brady, he had nothing. Like, he had Gronk and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, he had no Amendola, no Edelman. His offensive line was in shambles. They had Steven Jackson, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and they think they just lost, I think, their best offensive lineman.
Oh, Vollmer.
I believe in the...
Vollmer.
In the game. Somebody who was one of the tackles.
I think it's Sebastian Vollmer.
Yeah, he got hurt. And now you're like, they're not... I don't know the extent yet, but there may be a chance he may not be back.
This, if they end up winning the championship, this might be Bill Belichick's greatest coaching effort ever. Okay. They have nothing. They literally don't have anything.
Now, if they can squeak in, you know, leaving that door open... But for this one, yeah, what did Brady do? 22 of 31, one touchdown, one interception, only 63 yards rushing total. You know, Rob Gronkowski, 4 for 86, fantasy purposes, and then that's quiet.
Yep.
I need like a couple touchdowns, bro. Like
he did that last week.
Mm-hmm. But they was on it, man. Shout out to that Jets D. Shout out to Brandon Marshall.
My MVP.
10 targets, 8 for 115, and 2 touchdowns.
Thank you. If you pick Brandon Marshall, you're a genius. Because that boy good.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to bump himself in that.
Balling, man.
Top 5 argument.
Hey, Jets, I don't know. I don't think they're not. They haven't clinched the spot yet.
No, they are technically in.
They have
six.
They got to
right
win.
Now. Yeah,
but they hold their own destiny, mm-hmm. and they got to win to get in. And if they lose, then open the door.
You know, you keep keeping New England from clinching that.
Yes,
home field.
Yes, that's what we want.
Yeah. You
know, yes.
Everybody pulling for them Jets today.
I was like, let's go, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Ryan Fitzpatrick has earned himself an extension. You pay that man some money.
No, he played well.
You pay him some money. Shoot. Bryce Petty, get him out of here. Ryan Fitzpatrick, that's who you roll with. That boy, that another one, that boy good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing what he needs to do. He ain't like.
He knows the system.
Mm-hmm.
That's what works for him. His offensive coordinator he had for freaking 8 years when he mm-hmm. was in Buffalo, so he knows the system by the back of his hand.
Yeah, make it work. You got the running game, 2 outside weapons with him and Decker. They get it done, man. So big
give it
win
to Decker,
for him.
Man. I was very curious when he left, but they always say he's a good complimentary guy.
Yeah.
As just the number one dude, he's not really that guy, but as a compliment, he's mm-hmm. he's that dude.
But yeah, as a number two, he's fine.
He's great.
And now with Brandon Marshall, you got 2 big targets.
They're going to be scary to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, they will be, man.
Nobody's going to want to play them in the playoffs.
No, they got to get in.
Yes, sir.
Moving on.
Let me just say this.
Yep.
My wife got pissed off at me.
Uh-oh. Why is that?
Because I had the Steelers-Ravens game on when there was a pick six about to happen.
Dude
was running back. She was like, you really going to make me watch this? It's like, my bad. Click.
You can turn around. You don't have to watch.
Yeah, them Baltimore Ravens. She was like, this is the... They beat us both times. I'm like, damn.
They did beat them both times.
Sorry, babe. Don't know what
to say. When we talked about this game, it was like... It was a rivalry game.
Yeah, but
playing in Baltimore. That's why you never know. Just like Baylor, was talking, like, hey, you way better than the Raiders. You should go in and win this game, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And this one, 20-17.
Big Ryan Ben looked horrible. Ryan Mallett balled.
Yeah, 28-41, 274 interceptions. Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger, 24-34, 215, 2 interceptions, sacked 3 times.
Yeah, it was ugly, man. I'm like, how did D'Angelo Williams go off? And y'all,
17 for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns.
These are the bad Steelers.
I was knocked out, so I didn't get to
you. These are the bad Steelers. Yeah. When their offense just ain't clicking, this is what happened.
And he had 53 yards reception on 6. Oh, my God. He would have balled out for me. Antonio Brown.
Yes!
With the quiet 7-for-61.
Yes! Because both dudes I played had Antonio Brown. I was like, I need him to have a quiet game today. Thank you.
Shoot, look, even Martavis Bryant on 3 targets. Just 1-for-6. Hey, man, we don't like you.
Yeah.
And when these teams play,
it don't matter. It don't matter what the record is.
Yeah, Baltimore's like, you know, Baltimore's been playing hard, but you know they was trying to screw stuff up today.
Oh, and they did. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they did, because the Steelers may not make the freaking playoffs. They need the Jets to lose now.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Dang. Like, all last week, everybody was like, when the Steelers get in the playoffs, and now you're like, shit, if they get in the damn playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sorry, Steelers. Sucks.
No, it does suck. That but hey, sucks. I mean, if you're a fan of that division, you got to be happy.
I mean, another game that was just I couldn't. The Cardinals, man. Let me tell you something.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
They might be, honestly, they might be the best team in the NFC.
They might.
I mean, on both sides of the ball. Because, I mean, Carolina, yeah, they're undefeated. But a lot of people will say, look at their schedule. Who are they playing? Mm-hmm. Not really playing anybody. And I mean, offensively, they are limited mm-hmm. on what they can do. Arizona, man, offensively, they're probably right below Pittsburgh as far as, like, the trio of receivers with Michael Floyd, Fitzgerald, and John Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Because, good Lord, their offense is explosive. And now David Johnson is just balling. He's a freaking beast. Bring it on defense. And Bruce Arians is the coach of the year. He is the coach of the year. I like Ron Rivera. I love what he did with Carolina. But Arizona, Bruce Arians need to get coach of the year. Because they're going to be, what, 14-2? Probably.
Yeah. I know what happens next week. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And could get number one seed.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
which would suck if you cared on you. Like, then we went all this way and then lost at the end, and then we lost him. But that's the way it go. Yeah, Carson Palmer, 18 of 27, 265, two touchdowns, interception.
They lost Todd Bowles, and it didn't even matter in their defense. Their defense ain't stopped. Just can't skip the beat. What, they have 8 sacks today? Something stupid like that?
Yep, 8 sacks. Oh, jeez. He was getting lit up.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers was taking a pounding. They couldn't do anything on offense.
Nope.
Besides that one little touchdown pass to Eddie Lacy. That was it. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah, the rushing, you know, they had 121 yards total, the Cardinals did. But receiving, I mean, Michael Floyd, who I didn't – 6 for 111. David Johnson, 3 for 88.
Come on.
Larry Fitzgerald, 4 for 29 in a touchdown. Josh Brown, 3 for 25 in a touchdown. Just getting it done. I'm looking at here. Randall Cobb, 3 for 15. Thanks.
So now here's
you know, but I know the big concern for the Cardinals. Where you at, Peter? Yeah, it came out. Honey Badger. Matthew, mm-hmm. torn ACL, he's done.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, that's a big loss.
That's a big blow. That's a huge blow to their team.
I felt bad for them. I was like, damn, they can't let them. No, they like, why can't we just go in the playoffs healthy?
Ever.
I feel like last season, oh, it's Carson Palmer, oh, you're done. You know, but hey, I mean
clearly they're still playing well without mm-hmm. him.
Yeah, that was a nice statement win after losing him. Like, yeah. Okay, we ain't, I know we don't have him, but.
We still dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So, is Carson Palmer MVP?
Second.
To Cam?
Yep. I'm still
rolling with Cam, too.
I can't be like, oh, you lost. Now I don't know. I'm like, well, everybody done lost.
No, I'm not about to do that. Mm-mm. I'm still going to Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm. Dude done brought it.
Yep.
But, yeah, I will put Carson Palmer second for sure.
Ooh.
Goddamn, 38-8. That's for Green Bay.
I have no faith in Green Bay going into the playoffs. I don't think they're going to do anything. Their offense has just been horrible.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been able to really do anything offensively. Eddie Lacy's been banged up. The receivers can't really get open. I see one and out. I see their first game. Mm. They're just getting kicked out.
Depending on who they play, too.
I don't think it matters.
Because they're going to play...
I don't think it matters.
Minnesota, probably. I mean, I don't know.
And that's a division game? I could really see them losing that game. I really don't think it matters who they play. I think they're going to be one and out. And that's it. I mean, I hate to say that, but.
No, that's real.
It's just the truth.
Speaking of other teams in that race, St. Louis came out and was just like, we wrecking your situation, Seattle. You clinched. However, check yourself. 123-17 in Seattle.
In the pouring rain.
Mm-hmm. Russell Wilson, 25 of 41, 289.
His O-line sucks, man.
The interception. Yo, Kuhn was out.
Oh, that one, losing him, made their offensive line crap. Because he was running for his life all day.
Yeah, he was already dealing with issues, line issues. Yeah, 4 sacks.
It seemed like it was more. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it was twice that many.
I mean, nothing. I mean, he accounted for 39 of their 60 yards rushing as a team. Nothing on the running game. The Baldwin continues to deliver for fantasy.
Yes!
On 10 targets, 8 for 118 and a touchdown.
Give me them! I need every little bit I can get.
Yep.
Need that ship. Let's go.
I mean, it was all about St. Louis defense. So I had, I was like, loving that. Get on them.
It was a D and give it to Ty Gurley.
Mm-hmm. Two fumbles, I believe. They call that,
I gave him a mulligan on that one where he leapt over at Earl Thomas. I was like, damn, bruh. He hurtled over him and it got knocked on the way down. I was like, okay, I'll give you a pass for that one. You were trying to make a play.
Right.
It's all good.
Yeah, they lost him. But I mean, shoot. Seattle's just, you know, hey, you took a lose. Division rival.
I mean, they were hot.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Trying to get cooled down, but, you know, I know Thomas Rawls done. Marshawn Lynch supposed to be back. I don't know when.
We don't know.
But, you know, right now, if he ain't running the ball, look, Russell Wilson has proven he's continued to improve as a passer. He can carry the team when necessary. But now, you know, you don't have your target, Jimmy Graham. And Jimmy Graham didn't do nothing all season, but you ain't pay him for the season. You paid him to get you a Super Bowl ring.
Yep.
So that's a big target. Who's gone? I mean, it's – look, they still – I still believe in them. I don't know if I – I'm not – they're not my first or second choice to come out the NFC.
No.
But they have some – you know, they're still going to be fearful. But, that's a bad loss.
Yeah, that was a bad loss, especially to a team like the Rams who have been struggling. Especially when you got a quarterback, Case Keenum. He barely cracked 100 yards. So
yeah, the Rams have had a rough season and might even be able to finish 500.
Hey.
Yeah. They may be able to do that. Moving on. Shout out to you, Big B, Zay, and Coonsie. You was talking shit early last week on Twitter. I saw you. You was like, Big B sounded kind of quiet. Mm-mm. I was like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to just let that one roll. And then what happens? In Philadelphia, you got your ass spanked.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Hold on.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Kirk Cousins was the pick up of the week. If you picked him up and started him, you are a genius, just like I am. 41 points, baby.
Kirk Cousins, 31 of 46, 365, 4 touchdown.
No picks.
This is what he doing. When he go into in the offseason, he going to go up to Daniel Snyder office.
Do you know what Chuck Berry said every night before counting 1, 2, 3, 4?
What did he say?
Pay me my money.
Give me that.
You best pay me. Woo. RG3, so long, Kirk Cousins. Hey, you in the driver's seat
just
now,
cut
buddy.
Him. Don't, if you can trade him, fine. If not, cut him. Don't drag this on. You sign Kirk Cousins to 2-3 year deal, whatever. RG3, hey.
You know what's going to happen, right? Kirk Cousins is going to get paid, and then he's going to be weak Kirk Cousins again.
I mean, yeah, but. I mean, it's always like that. Okay, well, who can we get?
Yeah.
Well, crickets.
Jordan Reed, man.
Jordan Reed done 9 on 11 targets, 9 for 129, 2 touchdowns.
He has catapulted into like the top 3 of tight ends.
He's really trying to be there.
He's a beast. Like, it's like him, Gronk. I don't even know who else put up there.
Greg Olsen,
yeah. Probably your. And you got Jason Witten.
Yeah, shouldn't be Jimmy Graham, but hey, we'll give you Mulligan for this season. Maybe you'll be back.
But yeah, he's in that top 5.
He's put up there. He's definitely been playing. I have to give him that. Yeah, Pierre Garçon sighting, 7 for 80 and a touchdown. Yeah, they mollywopped him. I'm looking at this. DeMarco Murray, 5 carries, 27 yards. Hey, he got a touchdown. 5 carries.
Five.
As a team. 16 total. As a team, you ain't even hit 20 carries, 45 yards.
And you passed it 56 times.
Sam Bradford, 37.
And had
56.
One touchdown out of all that.
361, 5 sacks.
Zach Ertz went nuts.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Zach Ertz, 13 for 122 yards. He helped somebody out.
Right.
Somebody else was just like,
thank you.
Zach Ertz got me a victory, yep. A championship.
Dude.
Jordan Matthews, 6 for 104 in the touchdown.
I was contemplating starting him too. I was like, nah, he's too consistent.
Darren Sproles, 7 on 9 targets, 7 for 56. That is crazy. But I'm saying, hey, the DeMarco Murray thing has not worked.
Is he gone? Is he gone?
Which who? Is who gone?
Chip Kelly.
No, he ain't gone yet.
Are you sure he ain't gone?
Well, if you speaking to Philly fans.
Philly fans.
She just like, get rid of that dude.
Philly fans, you got to holler at me. Is he gone? I want to know. Is he gone?
As in, do you think the organization will
organization going to get rid of him?
Not do you think he should be gone.
Well, we all know he should be gone. Is the organization going to get rid of him?
Nah, he's going to get another
chance. Philly fans, they're going to be enraged.
I think he's going
to
get one more
Y'all need
season.
To protest. There's no way in hell he deserves to get another season. For what?
No.
You brought in Kiko Alonso, who did nothing all season, and traded away LeSean McCoy. You lost Jeremy Maclin, who put up another 1,000-yard season. I mean, just come on, man.
I think with all the changes, he supposedly got the team he wants. I think
you give him one offseason to put it all together. Get that. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I even heard, I read DeSean Jackson. He was feeling some kind of way just because he was getting booed and feeling. He like, what? Like, I didn't want to leave.
They left. They got rid of me.
Right. They got rid of me. Why are you booing me? And like, you on the opposite team, bruh.
Yeah. That's how it goes, though.
You get booed. Like, shit, okay.
Damn.
Yeah, so what a way to go, Philly fan.
Sorry. You'll be sitting at home for the playoffs. It sucks to say, but sorry. Mm-hmm.
And in this damn AFC North division.
Hopefully he'll get rid of Riley Cooper.
Yeah. I doubt that, but yeah, that would be nice. But you're like, nobody wants to win AFC North yet. Right now you got the Colts. Miami was damn near at the end of the game, four chances at the goal line.
Did you see the last play?
Yeah.
Tell me you saw the very last play when there was one offensive lineman blocking.
Yes.
I was like, what is going on? If I was Ryan Tannehill, I'd have ripped all of them a new one. Are you kidding me? One person blocked for me?
Yeah, because it was fourth down. Okay.
On four, and you all down.
Yeah, you could tell, like, they was, I don't know if they was confused or what, but he hiked it, and you just saw.
And the lineman just kind of stood up.
You just saw all these Colts.
Bum rush them.
Come rush, and you saw this, you saw the line just did not move. We were like.
And it was one guy.
You swear, when it happened, I was like, I was looking for the flag. I was like, is there a flag out? Is it a false start? I'm like. No.
I tweeted, I was like, nobody wanted to block for Ryan Tannehill on that play. There was like one guy who was like, I got you, bruh, but I can't hold them all.
Yeah, all of a sudden it was like three dudes on him. You're like,
oh, man. Miami is in shambles.
I know Houston wanted to throw some at T. Like, damn it. Right. Damn it. Like, all you had to do was get even. I mean, they had stupid.
And that Hasselbeck got hurt again. I think they said this is the sixth straight game he had to get pulled out.
Lord.
He's taking a beating. I feel so bad for him sometimes.
Yeah, Charlie Whitehurst came in.
Oh, check down Charlie.
Yeah, Matt Hasselbeck, 8 of 15 for 99 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions.
That was par for the course.
Yeah, Ryan Tannehill, 26 of 38, 329.
Yeah, Frank Gore made somebody happy today, though.
Yeah, not me. Because I was like, he on. Like, you know, he's been old, whatever. Let me just not. When I play him, he don't do nothing. I'm not going to play him as my flex. What happened? 15 carries, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns. I'm like, this is just not my
thing. Yeah, I ain't got him, but I'm just like, yeah, there you go. He helped out somebody today.
Yeah, he did.
And Lamar Miller, Dolphins might as well say goodbye because he's leaving. He's leaving.
15 for 31 in the touchdown. I guess like we gave you at least 15, but.
You know where he should go? Dallas.
Yeah. On that line, with that line? Yeah, I'm going.
And they would give him touches.
I tell my agent, reach out to them Cowboys.
They would give him touches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, man.
They put together.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they just, you know, Dolphins want to see a jive. What can he do?
Who cares? Give Lamar Miller touches, man. Like, he is the most underused player I've seen in recent memory. Because he's so good, and yet they just never give him the ball. And you're just like, what? It's not rocket science. Give him the freaking ball.
Yep.
He makes things happen. Like, I don't get it. That's why I'm like, goodbye. They better not franchise tag him. I would be so pissed. I'm holding out. Don't you dare pissed, franchise like, tag
you
me.
You ain't really want to use me.
I'm not coming back. So
no,
they better say goodbye.
Jarvis Landry, 7 receptions for 111 yards.
He's become that guy.
Shout out to him. I think he is the first, and I know Brandon Marshall was as well. I forgot to mention that. I think they're the first. They both broke their franchise records for, I don't think neither franchise had, had a thousand yard receiver. Mm-hmm. So shout out to them.
No, it was 100 catches.
Oh, 100 catches. That's mm-hmm. what it is. Jarvis Landry was making, he was making plays, man.
Yeah.
I just hope you can, I don't know, Ryan Tannehill, he's still average.
Yeah.
With, you know.
But they had to pay him.
Potential.
Now his potential period is gone.
He has potential to be above average.
Like, at this point, he is what he is. He's average.
Yeah.
And that's just what he's going to be.
I mean, you better get that running game and defense stepped up.
They have a running game. They just don't use it.
So the Colts still alive. Meanwhile, you know, just for purposes, Houston, Marcus Mariota did not play. He's done for the season with a sprained MCL.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Yeah, I'm
Brandon
Whedon.
No, Cowboy fans are just like, what the hell,
200,
man.
2 touchdowns.
Now Brandon Whedon is about to go to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Brandon Whedon.
I'd be like, fine.
He had to deal with Cleveland, had to deal with Dallas, and now he's like, cool, I can go to the playoffs.
I'll take it.
I'm sure you will take it.
I'm looking at this crap. Alfred Blue turned back to the pumpkin, 15 for 45 yards. I'm like, I'm not touching him again. DeAndre Hopkins, who will be drafted higher.
Oh, absolutely.
Next season, 7 for 117.
He's at least a second round pick at this point.
Bruh's moving up. He will have to be mad when we do our top 10 wide receiver. He might try to bump himself
up the
in
ladder.
There,
there are a lot of guys who've been creeping up the ladder in certain positions now.
You might do that at the end of the season where people play a stand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for Tennessee, it wasn't much of nothing.
Zach Mettenberger, goodbye. They just couldn't do anything, man. It was just, it was ugly. It was a horrible game.
I'm trying to think, any other games that
are relevant?
Well, no, none, but I will say, break it out.
Shout out to the Chiefs.
Yes.
They clinched the fucking wild card berth.
Yeah, they clinched the playoff.
Nine straight games.
Mm. Yep, and still in the mix.
Yeah, and they could still win the damn division.
Yeah.
So, let me tell you something. If the Broncos don't win this division, I'm almost like, you need to fire Gary Kubiak. I'm sorry. Like, good Lord, man. Because I don't, especially with this elite defense, there's no way we should not make the playoffs.
4-1 in the division. 9-2 in the conference. So you bet. Did y'all split or did you win the?
We split.
Oh, that's right. Ugh. I don't know. Yeah, I saw that last play on the. When they tried to score, and Manziel frustrated.
Threw his hammer down on the floor.
Yeah. Because it did look like the refs. I mean, you just threw a long pass. It was caught, and you had 10 seconds. Try to get up and spike it.
It just wasn't going to happen.
But the ref took a long. He was like, put the damn ball down. You give me the ball with like 2 seconds left. Like, here. Like, you motherfucker. I know that's what he I felt it because I know he was like, you bitch. Like, put the ball down. Yeah. Let me get it. Hey, hurry up. Oh, time's up. Like, but.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. They, they in the mix. Cleveland is.
Looking for a quarterback next year. I looked at something.
Quarterback and coach.
It was funny. I looked at something for,
damn.
For, like, all the teams next year, and it was kind of like going over their needs going into the draft and stuff. There goes Cleveland. Number one need, quarterback. Like. Again?
Like, for like you sure this is... Is this article from like 5 years ago?
Just like, good Lord. Yeah. At this point,
They just leave that there. And when they come at the editor, like, are we changing it this season?
Nope.
No, okay.
Same thing. Just wait until the second or third round to get one this time. Just like, don't even waste a first round pick on one. Just get one in the second or third round.
Mm-hmm.
Get a free agent. You saw what Ryan Fitzpatrick was able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Josh McCown wasn't bad. You know, just get you some. You need more receivers because Dwayne Bowe, that experiment was horrible. And what, Taylor Gabriel, Travis Benjamin.
Just okay. I mean, yeah.
Gary Barnage was cool. But
yeah, he's been solid.
You need a new offense. Like, all around the board.
I mean, Johnny Manziel gave me them flashing numbers, 11 carries for 108 yards.
Yeah, that was it.
13 for 32, 136, and an interception, no touchdown. No sack, surprisingly.
That's a bright spot.
Meanwhile, it was all defense for Kansas City. Alex Smith, 15 to 22, 125 yards, two touchdowns, one interception.
125 yards. You see what I'm saying? This is why I hate Kansas City. That is why I hate Kansas City. Because Alex Smith is such a weak quarterback. He is. I can do what Alex Smith does. He dinks and dunks all day. I can do that.
Yeah, he's the game manager.
He is the ultimate game manager. I mean, ultimate.
You like go deep?
No, I can't throw that far. Golly, like, I hate them. God, man, I hate Alex Smith so much. God, I don't mean to say hate is a strong word. I strongly dislike Alex Smith a lot.
Just that whole game.
God, he's not even a game manager. I don't even qualify that as managing the game. 125 yards? That's nothing. Yeah, that is nothing.
He didn't get much from his running game.
That's 20 yards a freaking quarter. That's nothing. Good Lord. I mean, I had to get my frustrations out.
Yeah, no, I feel
that. I hate the Chiefs. They losing first game in the playoffs. They losing because they at this playoffs, that crap, that dink and dunk crap is not going to cut it in the playoffs. Now you got to take some deep shots.
Yeah, they're going to make him do it.
Good Lord.
And he's had moments where he does. It's just they few and far between. Good Lord. You're like, Alex Smith got four touchdowns.
And Eli Manning with the pick six.
Yep. Right on time.
Right on time. That is great. Oh boy.
Wow. I saw that. It was like 10-3, now 16-3 now.
Shout out to you, Baylor.
Yes, sir, man.
The Raiders won in overtime. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Won at home.
Because Latavius Murray gave me that.
Yep.
Thank you.
19 for 17, a touchdown. Derek Carr, 23-38, 204, touchdown interception. You know, folks were solid. But, you know, this game was pretty much all about Charles Woodson, who came out earlier that week, said he was going to retire at the end of the season, made a speech to the Raider fans. I mean, this possibly the last game in the Coliseum for the Raiders.
I don't know if the head honchos are listening to the show. I wasn't, like, being so serious about replacing Charles Woodson.
Yeah, that was funny. You were like, he need to get
– Well, I mean, you do have to find a replacement, but I didn't think he was just going to be like, yep. Retiring. The Brothers Lehman inspired me.
Yeah, I was surprised. My bad. I listened to it. I was like, damn, Jonathan was like, they need to replace him. Like, well, I'm out.
Sorry, Charles. It wasn't nothing personal, bro. No, but they that's the way to go out. I think that's their last home game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you want to go out with a win. Mm-hmm. They came close. To get him, you know, being able to get in that wild card, they were in the conversation a lot of the season. They've made strides.
Mm-hmm. They've looked improved.
Like I said last season, last episode, it wasn't next season. I didn't think this season was going to be it, but you get a couple more pieces, you good. Mm-hmm. You'll be in the hunt next season.
Yeah, I mean, they're 7-8. I mean, if they finish 500,
that's good. A great season.
Mm-hmm. From where they've come up.
Exactly.
You know, and then the next goal is to get in.
And expectations are going to be higher.
Yes.
So that's going to play a role.
More
so.
Pressure. But, yeah, shout out to him, man. Charles Woodson, been playing a long time. You know, had a little, you know, moment in Green Bay. Got himself a ring. I think he said, what's he going to do in Canton? He's like, you going in as a Raider or a Packer? And he said both. I'm like, all right, well, we'll see how that happened. But, look, Raiders love him. He's come back. They ain't boo him or nothing. I carry no hate. Dude been getting busy.
He's been a class guy all his career. Nope. Ain't never heard him getting in no trouble. Nope. Nothing like that.
All the same corner. Switched to safety late in his career. Still doing good.
For those of y'all who want role models, those are the type of role models you want your kids to emulate. Guys who got their head on straight, doing the right thing, play the game the right way. Stay out of trouble. Great leader. Exactly. Won the Heisman as a dual threat.
Yeah.
I mean,
defensive player, rookie of the year, won defensive player, got his ring.
He's had a hell of a career, man. Mm-hmm. They don't make him like this no more.
No, they don't
make him like this anymore. So kudos to Charles Woodson. You know, definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
No, not at all.
You know, we'll see you in Canton, brother.
Yep.
That's just what it do.
All right, so looking at the standings right now, New England is at 12-3, still holding on to that number one spot right now. Bengals 11-3, haven't played yet. Denver 10-4, now all that could change. They're sitting at 3. Right now, Houston Texans holding on to that.
And the fourth spot.
Fourth spot, 8-7. And then wild cards, you have, like we said, Kansas City, who's clinched.
Right now, the Jets.
Yeah, right now, the Jets. Even Denver ain't clinched a spot yet. Like, jeez.
Bullshit, man. Oh, I'm so pissed.
Yeah, and they hold on.
That's bullshit, man.
Yeah, Pittsburgh 9-6. Better hope. And over in the NFC, you know, Panthers got that first loss, 14-1. Cardinals 13-2, right behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay 10-5. They got a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Washington's 8-7. They've won their division.
Whoop, whoop.
So I'm sorry, all y'all. Sorry, NFC East Leafs fans.
You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Then you got Seattle, who's clinched a spot, and Minnesota's at 9-5.
Mm.
And still holding on hope. Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, my God.
If Atlanta gets in, I'm going to be shot.
I'm going to laugh. They're not getting in.
No, that would hurt Minnesota.
The way things are going right now in the game, Minnesota about to clinch tonight.
Yep. Handling business.
Yep.
All right, so let me look at a schedule for week 17. God, I can't believe regular season almost over.
I know.
Like, oh.
I just got my Madden 16.
But hey, it's playoffs. This is when everything matters.
Hey, can the Bills play spoiler? Jets are at Buffalo.
Mm.
Ooh.
Coming into the playing your old coach.
Division game.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen what happened this week. The Jets have to win that game.
They do. New England and Miami feel like a butt whooping coming to Miami.
Yeah.
Patriots, Miami could play. They ain't playing in Miami. Miami could.
Spoil things. Yeah. They could spoil things a little bit.
I could see them New England's coming in and be like, man, we mad.
Kicking your ass.
Fun, yeah. Tampa Bay's at Carolina. They
need to win this.
Mm-hmm. Another division game.
If they lose.
You're leaving the door open.
Arizona get the number one seed.
Let's see. New England at Atlanta. New Orleans at Atlanta.
Come on, Saints.
Yeah. Baltimore at Cincinnati. Baltimore might screw them up, too.
Let's go. So we can get the number two seed.
Yeah.
Please.
Pittsburgh at Cleveland.
If Johnny Football beat them, I don't know, man.
Mike Tomlin going to be sitting there quiet with his face on.
Pissed off.
Mm-hmm. And in his head, like,
son of a bitch!
That's what he going to do in the locker room.
That's what I'm about to say. He about to do that in front of all the players.
Oh, man. Jacksonville at Houston. Hey, man, Jacksonville be putting us a point. Allen Robinson trying to move himself up to get higher.
They got a nice young core.
Mm-hmm.
If they can add a couple more pieces here and there, they'll be a very scary team to play. They're just still young.
Yeah, that division damn near old, man. I mean, granted, right? Andrew Luck come back and do something.
I think they said if they win six games, that'll be their best record since, like, 04 or some shit.
Oh, my God.
Jacksonville's been bad a long time. Mm-hmm.
Tennessee at Indianapolis. Colts would win that
Come
one.
Come on, Colts.
Colts would win that one.
So Andrew Luck can at least get a glimmer of hope of getting back in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I think Houston going to have it. They both playing. It's all playing at the same time.
Baylor.
Oakland at Kansas City.
I need you, Baylor. Beat them Chiefs, please. That dink dunk crap. Let's go, Khalil Mack. I hope they rock Alex Smith in the next week. Let's go.
Yeah, Washington at Dallas.
We know Dallas would just love to beat them just for the hell of it.
Yeah, it don't matter really at all. Philly at the Giants.
Come on, Giants.
That game, that's just pure hate.
Come on, Giants. About,
we just don't like you. I don't like you. Well, I don't like you neither.
Exactly.
Detroit at Chicago.
Doesn't matter.
Minnesota, Green Bay. Very interesting. That might be the key game.
Let's go, Minnesota.
Oh, no, I think that would be second. You got San Diego at Denver. Ooh, these are all division games. You don't know. However, if Denver does win tomorrow, you got to be like, dude, just lock it up.
Yeah, lock it up. Lock it up.
Yeah. Seattle at Arizona.
Damn.
That's my number. That's my game of the week. Green Bay behind. Minnesota Green Bay has more at stake.
There's so many good games.
I know.
Damn. This is what you love, though. You hate to see so many games where it's like, I'm a sit dudes and I ain't playing no starters. It's like everybody playing this next coming week. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. Because you got to play locked. Divisions are still, some are still up for grabs.
Basically, all spots are still up for grabs. Even the number one seeds are still up for grabs.
Yeah, I'm still going to, that one, that I'm, okay, they're at 10 o'clock. Okay, so I'm going to be fully focused on Minnesota, Green Bay. Then afternoon, I can watch that Seattle, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Especially Minnesota win tonight.
I know.
It's going to be crazy. And they almost won at Green Bay. I know. Ooh, they want some payback.
Yep.
Ruin your season.
Exactly.
You play. You the wild card. Hell with that.
That's funny.
And then St. Louis at Frisco. Doesn't matter. Yeah, man, it's going to be an exciting week 17, man. Playoffs right around the corner.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to enjoy my New Year's before I go back to work.
Absolutely.
One more thing we did not discuss.
Uh-oh.
About your squad. It's Al Jazeera report saying Peyton Manning was on the list of players that used HGH in 2011. Peyton Manning was like, the fuck? Peyton Manning was like, I'm about to kick somebody's ass.
Man, this is some bullshit.
I don't know where you got that from.
He was pissed about that report coming out. So I don't know if he was pissed because he got caught.
I don't know.
A lot of people have said the report's bullshit.
Yeah, they came out and kind of said that the report was noted as being wrong or false, but it still got leaked.
And then I guess Ryan Howard was on the report too from baseball. So there was a couple dudes on. I think Mike Tyson's name was on there somewhere. So it's a few dudes, but yeah, Peyton was hot.
Yeah, I mean he did admit he said he went to the clinic for
he said he was
something.
He met with the doctor, but he was like,
yeah, it wasn't nothing.
Hell,
no,
you put that on me. On me.
Right, he went back there for neck surgery.
Yeah.
Doctor said I need a bacchiotomy.
He was back to getting that checked out. And then they tried to say, well, his wife, Monica, he was like, hey, whatever my wife is doing is what she doing. She was like, I don't take her drugs. She don't take my drugs. Her medical condition is her condition. It don't have nothing to do with me. Oh, man. I wish I actually saw it because I can imagine just reading the words. He was like,
he was pissed.
Yep.
He was pissed.
Yep.
This is what all them sources said.
Yep. He was, all of a sudden got that call. He's like, I'm looking at white.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No. 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 Fuck that.
Yes, he said that.
Straight up.
Where am my lawyer at? Where am my agent?
Who am I suing this time?
Yep.
Woo.
My character, I was like, woo, okay, Peyton.
Yeah, and I'm like, you got to keep in mind, you're coming against one of the classiest players like in the history of just sports in general.
You know, arguably.
Like the first family of football. So like, you best have concrete evidence of all of this.
Yeah, one of the biggest competitors ever. One of the
nicest dudes, classiest dudes.
Greatest quarterbacks in history. And like, you ain't tating my shit.
I mean, we saw what Tom Brady did with that Deflategate. Like, I ain't serving no suspension.
Like, I ain't cheap. I ain't do none of that. Let me see your phone. No, you ain't got to see nothing. I ain't do nothing.
They trying to hit these big time quarterbacks now. Uh-oh.
You ain't want that. He's like, you ain't putting that on me, sir.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, oh, I feel you, man. I feel you.
When I saw that report, I was just like, this bullshit. As a Broncos fan, I want to be like, yeah, it's bullshit. But after reading it, I was like, this is nonsense. Because it was like one guy who made some kind of report and then he was recanting to, I'm like, this is such a bogus story. I don't even care. Notice it ain't really getting
no play.
Shut that bitch down.
I'm coming on camera today.
And that's what you're supposed to do. When stuff like this pops off, you don't wait 5 days to let it soil. And
he was like, you know.
Killing it right now. Mm-hmm. We killing that noise right now. Thank you very much.
I ain't mad at him. No,
do
it.
Go ahead.
Do it. Handle that.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, man. That's our talk for NFL. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, hop into some NBA talk. And before we head on out and do some awards.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to hit us up, y'all want to talk some NFL with us, week 17 right around the corner. How you feeling? Who's getting in? Who's not? You ready to make some playoff predictions? Any of that, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, via voicemail, 323-455-4219. You can hit us up via Twitter, @brotherslayman. Or via the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, anything. I'm talking about anything y'all want to dish out to us. We will get back at you. Holla.
Yes, sir. Man, so yeah, the NBA, it's been interesting. Hey, man, I got to say, even though I know the players don't love it, I love having games on Christmas.
We know yo dude don't like it.
Yeah, my team is
Team Duncan is like, I really hate playing on Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have the greatest record. They're 7-11. They basically have a losing record on Christmas.
Yeah.
Nobody want to play on Christmas. Fans love it. You get to wake up like, ah, okay. 9 o'clock, first game. Let's go.
Yep.
But yeah,
all day.
You brought up my team. Ugh, I hated that loss. Losing to Houston.
Mm.
It was close, but then all of a sudden, the beard, James Harden, woke up.
James Harden?
Yeah, James Harden, what are you doing? 20 points. I think he had, like, most of that in the game, second half. But, you know, of course, the highlight of that, of Friday, was Golden State Cleveland.
Yep.
It was a good matchup, man.
It was a pretty good game.
I know Steph Curry, everybody got a scare. Uh-oh. Getting them cow looked at, and we're going to have these same problems
again. We got ankle problems again.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking here. The star, Jerry West, top 10 player. Draymond Green, 22 points, 15 boards, 7 assists, 2 blocks.
What up, Spirit?
2 threes.
He ain't top 10.
Getting it done.
Oh, man.
Steph Curry had a quiet 19 with 7 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals, 1 3. Mm. They 5 of 18 from 3. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know Cleveland, you know, everybody coming back. See how they feel. I mean, you know, Kyrie Irving, 26 minutes, 4 of 15, 15 points.
Kevin Love, too.
Yeah, he struggled, 5 of 16.
Oof.
10 points, 0 of 5 from 3. Did give you 18 rebounds, 4 assists, a couple blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. King himself, LeBron James, 25, 9 boards, 2 assists, 4 turnovers.
And he was
49
for free throw.
Yeah. Struggling.
No, Storm, what up with your boo? Woo, he looked bad.
I was expecting him, like, oh, they going to come in and win. Everybody going to crown him. Like, oh, they doing something.
And Mr. 84 million, 8 points, 10 boards.
That's what he's going to put up on average.
That's freaking ridiculous.
27 minutes.
That's going to kill me. That's going to bug me.
Yeah, he
all forever.
Yeah, he admitted that, you know, it's going to be tough with, you know, getting guys back. And they finally got, their full complement of players now. So he's like, you know, guys are getting used to the rotation. To me, which just means the backcourt, because front court pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
But now basically your starting backcourt is back. J.R. Smith not happy. I'm losing shots now. Not happy about it.
Yep.
But he's going to have to roll with it. But, yeah, and then they ended up losing, I think, the next day.
Oh, they got blown out.
Oh, yeah, by the Blazers. With no Lillard.
Yeah, by what, 40? No, 30. Basically, about 30.
105-76.
Oof.
Yeah, he was like, you know, we wipe it off. He basically, to me, what that is, it was a hangover from the day before.
Yeah.
You know, everything, let's circle this game on Christmas. This is the game right here. We got to win. And it was like, oh, y'all weren't paying attention to that, you do have a game right after that.
Same thing with my stupid Bulls. Beat OKC. It was like, yeah, big win.
Mm-hmm.
Without Spirit.
Yeah, I was like,
and
y'all
then lost
talking.
To freaking Dallas. Was like, damn it. The next day, like, come on, man.
You know that's how that works.
Yeah, we are a yo-yo team.
Yeah, that was a good game with Shaka OKC. I'm looking at right here.
Well, OKC they got to start passing the ball, man.
Yeah, your boy Pau Gasol, 21, 13 boards, 6 assists.
Yes, sir.
2 blocks, 8 of 16. Give it to him in the post more often. You know, he can operate. Instead of feeling like always having D. Rose or Jimmy Butler always running the offense, let Pau Gasol run some offense.
Yeah.
Mirotic, he kind of quiet a little bit.
Yeah, he's been off lately, which has not helped.
Jimmy Butler been saying, yes, OKC. It's basically a two-man race.
That's it.
Because you're looking at it, it stick out. You see Kevin Durant, 11 to 21, 1 to 6 from 3. Yeah, 29 points, 9 boards, 7 assists, still in the block. Westbrook, 9 to 23,
oof.
1 to 7 from 3. 7 to 13 from the line, though, 26 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists, 6 steals. Jeez. 6 turnovers, though. And then, of course, the only other person who they third option, Ernest Cantor.
How many shots did he get?
6 to 12. had 14 points, 13 boards. He does it. Yeah. I got him on my one of my squads. It's just they don't feature him enough.
Yeah.
They prefer to play Steven Adams a lot.
Mm.
So that's going to hurt. And then right back, Bulls lose to Dallas. Low hammer.
So annoying.
Other game, Miami done whooped on New Orleans.
What else is new? New Orleans is whack.
Yep, and then New Orleans came right back and beat beat the Rockets. Like, okay.
This season is so weird.
Everything's up and down. Anthony Davis, 13-29, 29 points, 15 boards, 4 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks. He's just, you know, it ain't clicking for him like it was last season.
Yeah.
And I read, you know, reading kind of the stories, like their problems weren't offensively. You know, Monty Williams get fired. You bring in a new guy thinking everything is going to change. But defensively is the problem. Damn. I mean, Omer Sheik, he got paid. He is falling off.
Falling
ever
off
since
the
map. He left Thibodeau.
What did he get that, 60 mil?
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord. Jesus Christ.
Because he got that big contract. Did they trade him? Who gave him that big contract at first?
Houston.
Was that Houston? Yeah, Houston. And then they traded him. Yeah, he's been shouldn't have left. Shouldn't have left.
He got that paper, though.
Oh, yeah, he got his money.
He's swimming in dough.
18 minutes.
And then the Clippers, man, they lost Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
I think it said at least 2 weeks.
Yep. Blake Griffin, at least 2 weeks. Partially torn tendon.
Oof.
Hit me with it. Yeah, you're like, no, no, that's not what they needed to see. You lost your best player by far.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Mm. That baby going to sting. He's like, into the Lakers, too. Lakers just got whopped. Lakers been having this. They got whopped today.
Oh, who they
by
play?
By Memphis.
No. What else new? Is new? Thank yeah. you.
And Kobe Bryant got his shine on Christmas. Hey, Clip Lakers, enjoy feel like you've been on Christmas the last day since Kobe Bryant been playing. You will not be on Christmas next season.
Unless you add a superstar in free agency. Otherwise, yeah, nope. Y'all will not be on.
No, that's it. No, there ain't no Kobe Bryant. Nothing to see.
There's nothing to see.
Nope. Hey. I am very happy that they decided to just stick with the jerseys, change it up to some, change a little font.
Put it on cursive.
Yeah, I like that. Ain't no more of them tight-ass shirts with the sleeves. But I guess they're like, once LeBron James was like, yeah, I'm ripping this thing off because I hate it. Like, oh, okay, I guess. Yes, sir, we'll change it.
And shout out to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, snap.
Got their first road win of the season. 2 victories, baby, 2 victories.
Mm-hmm. Now, over that Phoenix Suns.
Beat the Suns.
Yeah, we got Suns news all over this thing, Ballard. First off, you had Suns suspended Markieff Morris 2 games for throwing a towel at Jeff Hornacek.
I didn't even see it.
I didn't either. But first I read it, I was like, oh, this is Robert Horry, Danny Ainge all over again.
Mm.
Like, that's not good. Somebody not happy.
Well, he's been saying he wanted to leave since, like, the offseason.
He traded my brother. I want to leave. Like, dude. I mean, maybe he'll go to Houston still. I know this talk. He going to get shipped somewhere.
He can trade him to Detroit with his brother.
The way they rolling. Like, don't touch nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they not. They're like, nope. You need to go somewhere. Look, man, it's been cool, but you can't. Did you really think you was going to play on the same team as your brother?
Your whole
career?
Absolutely.
Come on. Now, how is that going
to
happen?
You got to stop being a baby man and man.
And both of y'all are good enough to play. Y'all play the same position. Yeah.
You're identical.
Yeah. I'm saying, this is not Mark and Pal. We're like, okay, I can. Clearly, one has a totally different game. One is more power, the other's finesse. But you can tell that they could actually play with each other. Both of y'all play the 4 and kind of play the same kind of game. Like,
y'all do the same thing.
Yeah.
Y'all are identical.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know what's happening with him. Then in that game, Eric Bledsoe injured his left knee. Like, oh, God, he possibly could be out.
I didn't need that for fantasy purposes.
Yeah, he could be out past the All-Star break.
Yeah, I was like.
Like,
I might have to pick up Ish Smith.
Hey, man. And Ish Smith went back to Philly.
Shout out to Hoopla.
I may look at that too.
Woo! That
he was balling.
That boy good. We talked all that nonsense about hey, pay us. We pumped him up so much. He owes us a check.
Us a hoopla. We were just like he just became funny. But I'm proud of him though.
Yeah,
he
was absolutely.
Like, he was just that. He was a name like for all the journeymen. But he came out this season. He's been balling.
I know. Spirit would love to have him on OKC as a backup point guard.
See, I'm sitting there. If I'm Anthony Davis, I'm like, I don't want Jrue Holiday, dude. This dude right here is Smith playing. He been giving double digit assists.
Yep.
Like, you can play him some more. I don't mind it at all.
They traded him to Philly.
Mm-hmm. And then even more with the Suns. They are currently on a 5-15 slide. Jeff Hornacek, he getting hot.
Yeah, he in trouble.
It's like,
he's in serious trouble.
Yeah, anytime you lose him to a 1-52 76, they like, you lost to the Sixers. What's wrong with you?
Byron Scott and Jeff Hornacek, both y'all on the hot seat.
And it was just like, in reading that the team did not pick up his option for next season. So this is his, he's going into the final year. You know, what 3 years ago, he was a hot thing. Man, I'm saving it. That's going to be my what the fuck. Because it just, that particular award be jinxing folk. But yeah, 3 years ago, it was like, he almost got into the playoffs. We were like, wow. This team up and coming.
Yep.
And then they play shuffleboard with that point guard.
We picked him to make the playoffs this season.
Yeah, and now you're like.
And surprisingly, it truly has flip-flop. It don't look like the AC going to have an above 500 record in the West, which is crazy to say after all these years where you're like, you got to be at least get at least 50 wins to get in. And you're like, it don't look like it no more.
Yeah, right now.
Because the Kings. Shout out to the Kings. They have game out of the playoffs.
That's crazy. Yeah, the AC, the Utah, they 12-16.
Oh, what?
Houston's 500. Jeez. These teams are bad.
Okay, shout out to Teddy D, Orlando. Hold up. Yeah, Orlando.
Yep, Orlando right now, 17-13. You can make the playoffs in the West.
Hey, I'm just saying. Hey, well, all that talk, everybody talking all that smack about the East is weak, East is sorry, and blah, blah, blah. Well, from the looks of things, the tables have turned because the West looks garbage.
Yeah. At least from
a standings perspective.
Yeah, I would say about after you get past the top three, you get past Golden State, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, then it kind of like, then there's another tier. Yeah, then it slowly.
The East has been very competitive.
Yeah, because the Clippers are basically, they're 4.5 games ahead of Utah. They're 2.5 ahead of Houston for 7. And then they're the number 4 spot. I'm like, okay. And, you know, looking at the East, Orlando is 3 games behind Cleveland.
Yep.
Crazy. But hey, that makes for more. It makes it more entertaining.
I mean, look at this. You know, Charlotte's right out of it. They're a half game out of playoffs. Detroit's a half game out of playoffs.
Wizards 14. What the Wizards? Jeez.
I mean, Philly's only 19 games out. I mean, the Lakers are 24 games out of the playoffs.
I mean, the Lakers have won first. God, 5.
But again, they need this so they can keep that draft pick.
That's why I hate that because now people are like, "Wow, we played a really great game, but we need to keep our spot." I'm like,
yeah.
"I'm like, no, you know what's gonna happen this year? Y'all gonna get the treatment you got last season, which how the only y'all jumped up and you took the next spot. It's the same thing is gonna happen."
So.
I'm not trying to jinx them, but I feel like they're going to be in the mix, and it's going to be, you got like, Philly better. You better cheat. I don't care.
Yeah, they should
you
get
better
the
cheat.
Number
you better get the number one pick, period. If they get 2 or 3 again, you're going to be like, dude, they can't never get the pick.
Yeah.
At least give them number 2. At least. If they get the third pick, give them
the first pick.
They deserve the first.
They deserve.
They've been bad and have not had higher than third. That's whack.
Give him Ben Simmons.
Give him to him. They my number one pick, Brooklyn Nets. You're like, I hate y'all. Or the way looking at the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, snuck my up. Gosh. The New Orleans Hornets.
Hey, man, if the Pelicans, the Pelicans get the number one pick, you'd be like, ah, damn.
That ain't fair.
Then next, you know, then they ain't going to skyrocket. Like, oh, now they got somebody to pair with Anthony Davis.
Yep.
God.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Jesus, it's rough, man. It's rough out there.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all. We're going to head into these awards for the week. Get up out of here.
For sure, for sure.
All right, as usual, we're going to start off with the Noice Award.
Noice, Noice, Noice.
Noice, Noice. All right, mine is quick and easy. I only got one. Shout out going to Dirk Nowitzki, who passed Shaquille O'Neal for six on the all-time scoring list. Shaq had 28, 5, 96. He's about a little over that now. I haven't checked. Next behind him is he's chasing his Wilt. Wilt has 31,419. So he is now officially behind Kareem, Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Jordan, and Wilt. Dirk Nowitzki going down, probably greatest European player ever. Does not get enough credit. Honestly, does not really get enough credit for – he is like the prototypical stretch four.
Yep.
You know, now you got guys who shoot the ball a la Kevin Durant. Guys who just, I mean, his step back, I mean, everybody got his shot. Everybody has that one-footed lean back going crazy.
I mean, he is that dude. And I say it on the show all the time, but there you go, Baylor. There's another one. One of the most lopsided trades of all time. He was traded for Robert Tractor Trailer.
Yeah, and nobody was like, who is this?
Robert Tractor Trailer, that dude from Michigan. Who is this German?
Yeah.
Little did we know, he one of the best players of all time.
Dude, he keeps playing. He's still competitive. He's still keeping Dallas in the mix. I mean, granted, they're not playing like.
Is he the best European player ever?
Probably so.
Better than Arvidas?
As far as NBA.
Better than Dallas Shrimp?
I mean, because Dirk at the time, he'd give you almost 10 rebounds. For somebody who was really considered soft from a big chunk of his career, he'd have a game. You'd be like, this fool giving you 13 rebounds?
Yep.
And most of his stuff was coming from the outside? And once he figured out, once he got used to, all right, posting up, punishing smaller dudes, I mean.
His jumper became unstoppable.
Nope.
It was almost very similar to the skyhook, only because he's 7 feet. So when he cocks back that foot, you're like, I can't block it. Yeah, it's impossible to block. Yeah,
his foot in the way, even if I reach. It's on the back, fade up.
And it's wet.
I'm happy for him, like, that he did get his
championship. Yeah, to me, that solidified him going into the Hall of Fame.
We know how a lot of people out here, but he ain't got no ring, though.
He got one. And he led his team to the championship.
Beat LeBron James.
He didn't need no, you know. I mean, of course, he had good players around him, but it wasn't like you had another superstar-esque-type player along with him.
Payback.
He was that dude. Shout out to Dirk.
I don't know if he's going to get to Wilt, and he's going to need probably at least two, maybe. Yeah. At least a year and a half.
Yeah.
But shout out to you, man. You continuing to get busy. So
you the real MVP. Family.
Yeah. All right, what you got?
All right, since we're on the subject of basketball, John Wall, a little pissed off.
Yeah.
When they announced the first return of the ballots for the All-Star game.
Ah.
He was a little pissed. Not because of some of the people in front of him, but because of one person in particular.
I wonder who this is.
So, of course, I mean, you know, you had a few people in front of him. Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
Kyle Lowry.
All right.
Dwayne Wade. You know, respect ain't no thing. The person that pissed him off was Kyrie Irving.
What?
Kyrie Irving is right now 35,097 votes ahead of John Wall. And John Wall had something to say about it. He said, it's a joke. I played like horseshit the first month and a half, but I was still averaging like 16-8. That's not bad numbers. I guess it's the record. No offense to Kyrie. He's played 3 games. If he was healthy, he probably would be in that position because he'd be playing well. I can see him there because that's how talented he is. But I know he is just like, this is some bullshit. Like, this fool ain't play no games. And he ahead of me? Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. I'm not the biggest fan of
Of the fan voting.
Just because it truly is, you know, shout out to Hoopla. It is a popularity contest. And it does get on my nerve. I mean, Jesus Christ. Kobe is the leading vote getter by 200,000 votes. We knew he was going to be voted in, but Jesus Christ. I mean, he is by far the most voted in player, which most people, I figured, of course, was going to be like, we got to vote in Kobe. He's retiring. But I'm like, don't you dare snub my boy Damian Lillard.
I hope not.
But it is what it is. You know, shout out to John Wall just for making his case, because I was just like, I feel you, man. How you not play you play three games and you ahead of me by 35,000?
Hey, everybody else like, Damian Lillard like, oh, now you know how I felt playing guard in the West.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, not even be putting up boo-boo numbers. This fool getting love.
Oh, that's funny. And then my next Norse award, wanted to give a shout out to P.K. Subban. I guess that's how it's pronounced. I posted this on Twitter the other day. It's a hockey player for the Montreal Canadiens, and he's black.
Okay,
which made it even more
cool. Oh wow, okay.
He partnered up with their Canadian foundation, and basically he turned the Children's Hospital, basically into like a winter wonderland type thing. It was real cool. I mean, you saw a lot of the kids who had, you know, a lot of issues, Down syndromes, a lot of just a lot of physical ailments that they have to deal with. And, you know, I don't know if other teammates were there with him, but mm-hmm. they kind of highlighted him, and he was, you know, hopping around with each kid, doing things with everybody. It was just a real cool sight to see. I thought it was real cool. Everybody got gifts and everything. And it was just a real cool gesture for Christmas. So I wanted to give that brother a shout out. And like I said in the tweet, the fact that he was black made it a little bit more special.
Right. Okay.
So that's all I got. All
right. Let's head on to the other side of things.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that! All
right, man. Mine is short. I had to think of it. But motherfucker is just all these. It feel like, I know Spirit brought it up before with the whole Byron Scott and Kevin McHale. It just feel like you a good coach. You just get yanked early. This Jeff Hornacek shit. I'm like, what, now he can't coach? I mean, I looked on there. I was like, did he win? Because I think about the coach of the year. But no, he didn't win. I think he lost to, I think it was Greg Popovich that year. The year he was second. But I'm like, man, look, I'm looking at the thing that George Karl won it in 2013. He was fired right after that. Yep. That thing is a curse.
Yeah.
Scott Brooks should be coach of the year. No, should be coach of the Lakers soon.
Yeah.
If they smart. Byron Scott won it with the Hornets. I mean, you just don't last.
Nah.
Thibodeau. Sam Mitchell with Toronto. Oof. Like, man. It's
like the Madden curse.
Yeah, I'm just mad because I was not. I guess I didn't know they were five. They've lost 15 of the last 20 games. I'm like, this dude he came out rookie coach. Like, wow, this dude can coach. And now that his team done shuffled everything up, I'm like, okay, so who's my point guard now? Who is it? Because first of all, it was Dragic and Bledsoe. Bledsoe got hurt that year. Mm-hmm. Almost got his team to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Lost, like, I think the last day. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, now let's do this, and let's throw in Isaiah Thomas. Okay, this is not working.
Let's trade Isaiah Thomas.
What? He bought. All right, now, Dragic, we trading you. Eric Bledsoe, we really don't want to pay you this amount of money.
But we're going to pay you anyway.
Right, we'll pay you anyway, then he probably going to get traded.
Then let's trade for Brandon Knight.
Right. Which I didn't understand. I didn't understand why. Well, I guess it's a Jason Kidd thing. I didn't understand why they traded. I was like, Brandon Knight killing.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably would make that team much better. Yep. But neither here nor there. I'm just like, wow. And now I wouldn't be surprised if Eric Bledsoe look. Tyson Chandler getting traded.
Yep.
If this, now that I've seen this, he on a hot seat and they lost 15-20. Tyson Chandler will be traded by the trade deadline.
The whole reason we brought you is to get LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, that didn't work. Oh, okay.
Now you can go.
Well, maybe we'll win. Oh, we not winning? Okay, yeah, it's time. So, yeah, I'm just – my motherfucker's going out to this – all these little coaching, hot seat, flip-flop. It's just
– it is getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just getting ridiculous. So, I know it wasn't my best one, but I thought it was last minute.
All right, so mine, I got a couple. First one's going out to Randy Gregory from the Cowboys, rookie. Mm-hmm. In the words of Coach Herm Edwards, do not push send. I guess he was just whatever about the game, about the loss today. He tweeted out, "We lost, no sacks, what's new? And the season is almost over," shaking my head. "At least my Huskers won, and I get to go home to a 24-year-old at Nancy something or other. LOL." Well, I guess a few, guess a few fans were not happy about that. One person retweeted, "Not exactly sure how that makes us fans that support you feel any better." And then he retweeted an emoji that was kind of like, "I don't give a shit." Then the next dude was like, "You barely play more than me." And he said, "Yo mama."
Oh, damn.
You are not making friends on them Cowboys, my friend. I mean, you and Greg Hardy, both y'all just need to learn to shut up.
Yeah, that is do not
Clearly, we see who your role model is and who is mentoring you.
There's a way to say, you know what,
I'm frustrated with the season.
Yeah, you can say this season has been very frustrating. Can't wait to get to the 17th game. Hopefully, we can end it on a win.
That's it.
All you got to say, fans will totally be like, "I got you. I don't like the season."
But
either.
When you seem like you don't
you
care.
You know what? I don't care. I got some young trim back at the crib. I'm straight.
Gonna be like,
"What, you straight?
I invested tickets in you, fool."
Right, you ain't supposed to be straight.
Oh man. And then last, what the fuck? It sucks being an NFL rookie. I must say.
I'm sure it does. Carrying pads, getting donuts.
Paying the bill at restaurants.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Carl Davis from the Baltimore Ravens. He tweeted out a photo of his teammate's tab. And
now, what position does he play?
He is a defensive tackle.
So I'm assuming he took his whole defensive.
You're assuming that he took the whole defensive line crew out.
About 7, 8, 9 dudes.
Most of these dudes are probably at least 250 pounds, 260, 270.
I'm going to guess.
I think
around $800.
$800?
Yeah, how much is it?
Oh, keep going. Keep climbing.
Like $2,800?
Oh, keep going.
$4,000? What? Did he go? Did he spend them a $5,000?
Yeah.
Not one, not two, not three, not four. I'm playing Price is Right. $7,632.58.
No, sir.
God damn. It better not have hit five digits. Did it? It went over $10,000.
A little bit.
Oh my God!
All right, you ready for this number?
Oh no!
$11,561.
Damn! Did it say how many people it was?
They didn't say how many people it was, but oh, the bill was after the 20% gratuity, of course. So.
Hold on, wait. Give me that number again. You said
$11,561.
Even if I take that by 10 people, that's $1,100 a person.
So, rookie, I hope you saved your signing bonus because you covering this bill, my friend. That's crazy.
All right, if it was 13 of them, $890 each. God damn. When you said price, I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be." I was trying to be nice and be like, "Oh, I mean, it's only like, you know, like of course not. We buying.
You got to think these dudes eat.
That's crazy.
Because I'm like, I think who is it? Brandon Williams on the Ravens is like 350 pounds. So dude, he by himself is getting like four entrees.
Like, you putting like, all right, so you spending about, especially if you some rookies paying. Okay, I normally would buy about $250. Okay, let me throw on another $300 and some food and extras.
And
I'm getting wasted. Give me that top shelf bubbly.
And it's gonna take me a minute too because I'm a big guy.
Mm-hmm. What's your
most expensive thing on the menu?
Give me 8 of those. Yeah. Well, how much does appetizer? $30. Okay, everybody at the table getting one of these. And I bet you'd be like, that's one of the places I don't care, even if it's fancy. Y'all better take some shit to go. Because I'd be mad if I get up and you see that. If I'm paying the bill and I'm like, why the hell is it all
dude,
this damn food on the table?
That's a car. $11,000 on a meal at dinner. That's just dinner. Golly, I'm like, must be nice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that must suck if you're the rookie forking that bill. Because you're like, dude, this was my mortgage payment for the month.
That's crazy.
Son of a bitch. But yeah, I was
somebody,
like,
that's when you, somebody got to tell. Well, I'm clearly, I'm like, all right, we know how much money you getting. Because they ain't going to be like, well, you a 6-round pick.
It's announced.
Right.
Everywhere. So it's not like we don't. Together. We know how much your signing bonus was.
We gonna take a hit.
And we know you didn't spend it all.
We they going probably, out, bro. I hope you saved up your money.
Someone probably like, you better save that money because you taking care of us. Mm-hmm. You a rookie.
Oh, yeah. You know that's coming. You coming out the pocket at least one time real good.
Oh, yeah. But damn, 11 G's.
Jesus.
Fuck, man.
Spending $1,000 on food. I'm be like, God, this is the, like, this is the
y'all
grip.
Take checks? Because I don't know if my debit card limit can is exceeding my limit.
Can I put these on like 3 different credit cards and cash?
Can I get a payment plan?
Can I split this 4 ways amongst myself?
Can I get a payment plan, please?
Jeez.
Golly. Oof. But yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Oh, man, that's funny. Tough to be a rookie.
Yeah. For real.
All right, y'all. So, once again, we want to thank you for checking out another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. The show is brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you're checking us out at blackisonline.com. Check out the other shows we got. The Black Is Break, the Roundtable Discussions, very good. I know we got one coming out this week when we go over the movie Chi-Raq. Mm. For those of you who have seen it, if you have not, we are spoiling some things. Also, turned my headphones up last week. Hope y'all enjoy that. You can go back and listen to that. Got some good music on there. Leave us some reviews. Let us know how you feel about the show. You can do that on iTunes or Stitcher. We love a 5-star kind. Leave what you feel. We will read it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can find us on SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, Player FM. You know, whether you got an iPhone or Android, we got you. You can listen to us many different ways.
Yes, sir.
If you want to get at us directly, you can email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman, or reach out on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely hit us up. In all sincerity, we really don't care what y'all want to talk about. If y'all really want to dish out anything, holla at us. We'll definitely get back at you for sure. Definitely want to thank you guys for checking us out, for the longtime listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, just want to give you guys a shout-out for just taking the time to check us out, seeing what we bought up in here in the happy hour. Got some good things coming for the new year, some new things. Mm-hmm. Going to try some new things and see how that works out for the show and all that good stuff. So
looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely want to shout out to y'all. So if you did enjoy the show, please go ahead and tell all your loved ones about it. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. So we got today. You know what? In the spirit of New Year's, go ahead and tell your champagne. Tell your champagne bottles. Tell your party hats. Tell your blowers. I don't know what the hell them things are called. You know, tell your police, because they will be watching for the DUIs.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Same here. We will see y'all in the 2016.
Yep.
Holla.
Later.
Yeah, nah, ain't nothing better. I put that on whatever. Youngin', keep that head up. Time to get it now, whenever we gone. Front on my some runnings, they'll probably get confronted by some niggas that don't care. They probably ride on your mother. Ride, have you scared to come outside? You don't wanna watch your back, front, left, right, eyes every corner. Keep your eyes open wide like your life depended on it. What I pin down on this paper is what we thought was normal. Jot a few words to get started, clear my voice, then go record it. It's that midnight on the corner, rap, get close to the barrel. on your block. Grim Reaper standing in the shadows, waiting, thinking that your life is for the taking. Take it. If them shots go off, you might not make it. Made it. To see another day down in that city. Even though that he hated, he's still out here living gritty. Gritty. He's standing at the age of 20, thinking if them bullets hit me, everybody coming with me. Nah, ain't nothing better. I put that on whatever. Young and keep that head up. Time to get it now or never. We gone. Till we own. Feeling like a lunatic, kneeling at the crucifix, patiently waiting to hear something back, something from them skies above. They told me when I was young, he would come take all these sins away, come take all my sins today. Yeah, that's what them sinners say, so I wait till I hear something back. But in the meantime, but in between time, gotta hustle up a stack. God don't look, just turn your back. Gotta get my hands dirty if I want this 100 racks. Keep it 100 when it couldn't, from nothing to something when it wouldn't. Think you will make it and probably shouldn't, but look who made it and look who looking. From the nosebleeds, we on flow seats, looking low key with a gold piece. Getting gold means getting no sleep. Till you on stage, holding trophies. Nah. Nah. It's real. Nah, ain't nothing better. I put that on whatever. Young and keep that head up. Time to get it now, whenever we gone.